And this was actually right before they were going to take out my throat because my brain wasn't functioning. It wasn't getting enough. I also wasn't getting enough oxygen. I wasn't able to breathe. I really wasn't able to live accordingly. To how I needed to be. So right as soon as they were about to do that, the Spirit of the Lord woke me up.
Gabe Perot, welcome to Charisma Media. It's great to have you here to talk about your story, your amazing testimony that you gave me a glimpse of, and I've seen pictures and just saw a little bit about this amazing, amazing story of what how God has saved you and changed your life dramatically over these last 3 years, especially. So welcome, and I can't wait to just jump into your story.
Thanks for having me, John. Yeah, it's certainly every day I wake up and thank the Lord for how he brought me through, because as all the viewers will hear soon here, it is a testimony like no other. And the Lord is gracious, to say the least.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about your testimony in just a moment. But for everybody watching, you might recognize Gabe because he's got over 2 million people subscribed to his YouTube channel, and he's got lots of people on social media, and he has been evangelizing and telling people about Jesus all over the internet. And God is really using his platform, or he's given him a platform to be able to do that. And he's been faithful with that. So Gabe, thank you for doing that. And, let's get into your story here.
Yeah. Well, it's the least we can do, really. And part of the reason why I'm so convicted and passionate to spread the truth is because of my experience that I had 3 years ago. And basically, I was riding an electric skateboard without a helmet, of course, because helmets are boring, you know what I mean? And they serve no purpose, right? So I was riding with my friends, and at the time, we were just racing each other, just having fun, goofing off. And it was just a normal sunny day here in Texas. There's these little bumps in the middle of the road that are like light indicators. And just midday on October 25th, 2021, so almost 3 years ago, I hit one of those bumps in the middle of the road and proceeded to flip off my skateboard and landed directly on my head. So much so, actually, that I wasn't bruised on any other part of my body. It was just my head. The worst possible place to fall. My skull was instantly cracked right down the back. Blood was gushing at such a velocity that it was actually rushing through my ears. And my skull in that moment was under so much pressure that it almost cracked wide open from the inside. My lung failed. I was breathing only once every 60 seconds. And I actually instantly, I left my body and I was completely out of consciousness. I was right on the brink of life and death. Almost to the point where if someone would have seen my body, they would have thought that I was completely dead, lying there on the street. If it wasn't for my friends who were with me, I would have lied there for the rest of eternity. My body would have lied there for the rest of eternity on the street. Mm-hmm. I was out in the country, and miraculously, they were able to get an ambulance there within a reasonable amount of time, but I was already gone. So I had lost consciousness. I was in a complete coma, naturally induced. And for the next 2.5 weeks, I was in one of the most dire situations possible that could even be diagnosed by the hospital. They rolled me into the ICU. They talked about me in past tense. They even asked, one of the nurses even asked my mother, did he even write a last will? Mm. Anyone that knows traumatic brain injuries well, the average case survives about 44 days. Most TBI patients that have been through such an extreme scenario, if they do survive, they're a mental vegetable for the rest of their life. So this was all the diagnostics that I was facing at the time. And there really was no hope. I mean, it was one of the most dire circumstances. My family, which lived in Virginia while I was in Texas at the time, they flew all the way down. They were called in. Just hundreds of people were praying and hearing the news and having to take a stand. 2.5 weeks in, the week of November 11th, and this was actually right before they were going to take out my throat because my brain wasn't functioning. It wasn't getting enough. I also wasn't getting enough oxygen. I wasn't able to breathe. I really wasn't able to live accordingly to how I needed to be. So right as soon as they were about to do that, the Spirit of the Lord woke me up and brought me back. And I woke up the week of November 12th, and It was actually so miraculous. It wasn't just me coming out of the coma that was miraculous, but my memory was downloaded back into my brain over the course of a couple days. And I went from being a vegetable to barely remembering anyone and barely being able to talk to, over the course of a couple days and then a couple weeks and then finally a couple months, I completely recovered and sold the skateboard and left the hospital. And just been telling the testimony ever since.
Wow. So selling the skateboard was a big deal. do you wear helmets now? That's the first question I got to ask.
I have learned my lesson. Hearing from countless testimonies before certainly didn't work for me. But when you see it for yourself, you learn.
Yeah. So you were separated from your family when all this happened. So how long were you in Texas before this happened? And tell me about your life before this event.
Yeah. So, I when I turned 18, I moved out and went to Bible College in Fort Worth, Texas. And, so I was there for 2 years, and then it was 2021. So it was the year thereafter where I'd graduated. I was just living in Fort Worth, Texas. I had started up, YouTube channel. I had started preaching the gospel. And I certainly, you know, people say, well, what were you like before your accident? And I certainly in many areas, I did love the Lord, but John, I'll tell you, it is remarkably different how I viewed everything, then compared to now. And there's something that is so real, someone who is so real himself that, will not just change the way you think, but will change your very person from the inside out when you come to such an encounter. And that's what I experience. And I wake up every day and I give him praise because I'm just on the credit of his grace as of this point. I thank him for every breath that's in with my lungs. And I realize I'm not here on my own accord.
So you already were in Texas with a purpose. You were wanted to live for the Lord. So you went to Bible college. What were you studying? And you'd already started your YouTube channel. So what was your purpose with that?
Yeah, so I'd started biblical studies. And I that's what I was studying in Bible college and graduated with just like a 2-year degree. And I really did love the Lord. And the Lord has pursued me even as a young boy. Back when I was a freshman in high school, I had never really been baptized in the Holy Spirit. I never I was always weirded out by those like Pentecostals and charismatics who would pray in tongues and like fall over. And I just laughed at that. I was like, okay, that, you know, all right. I don't know what they're smoking. But when I was a freshman in high school, I was all by myself in my room. And I actually had an encounter with the Lord where I was watching a sermon by a guy named Keith Moore. And it was just me and the Lord watching a little sermon on my iPad. And the Holy Spirit walked into my room, knocked me to the ground, and gave me a vision of preaching the gospel. And told me that I would see miraculous signs and wonders in my high school. And fast forward over the next 4 years, we saw more than 120 kids come to Christ in a public high school. Wow. And my senior year, my principal calls me, says, Gabe, I'm retiring. I want you to say whatever you want at this graduation. You're giving the speech. And it was the very favor of God. The vision that God gave to me my freshman year after being baptized in the Holy Spirit came fully to pass. And that same vision has continually come to pass even now through whatever means possible, whether it be media or in person. I had an encounter with the Lord myself my freshman year where I was praying in tongues. I was knocked over and people say, well, who was there? Who prayed for you? And I was like, it was just me and the Holy Spirit. Cause I always laugh when people criticize, Holy Spirit, because to me, it's like, why would you criticize the best friend that the Lord sent to you? You're fighting against yourself. So anyways, that's another story. But I really did love the Lord. And, you know, I went to Bible college, but I'll tell you, John, it's the little things that can take out the whole leaven. You know what I mean? And for me, people say, well, did God knock you off the skateboard? Was he trying to teach you a lesson? Well, I was not listening to the Holy Spirit. I remember countless times riding that skateboard where I completely ignored the inner check. And just common sense. I mean, let's be honest, you know, let's not act like it's some super spiritual thing, but, So while I did love the Lord in many areas, I wasn't as watchful over my life that I should have been, for sure.
So I want to kind of back up to you in your room watching that iPad and having an encounter with the Holy Spirit there by yourself, nobody pushing you, nobody laying their hands on you. I had a very similar experience the first time that I remember going down. I mean, and under the power of the Holy Spirit, I was in a sanctuary. The meeting had ended already, and there was just a few people's kind of spread out, just didn't want to leave the presence of the Lord. And I was just had my hands up, raised and praising the Lord. And then all of a sudden, the next thing I knew, I was down, and nobody touched me. And I couldn't get up. And so I totally agree. Like, it was not something where people can say, oh, you just got pushed and you just fell down because of that. It's like, no, the glory and the power of the Lord was there. How have you carried the glory and the power of the Lord with you since then?
Yeah, for sure. Well, a lot of people, when they think about their walk with God, they say things like, well, I have to cut this out and I have to cut this out and I have to stop doing this and I have to stop doing this because I have to be good enough. I have to try to make it. And I'll tell you, John, when you encounter love himself and when you see just how real he is and when you walk in an intimate relationship with him, where you finally understand the mercy that he has put on your life, you won't say, what can I get away with? But instead you'll say, how can I run as far away from the fence as I possibly can? And so it's no longer about the fact that I have to cut things out of my life or I have to obey the voice of God. Instead, I get to cut out the little fairies of my life, including the skateboard, but also for myself, I was touching my foot in with the world. I was thinking about different situations. And sure, I ran a YouTube channel and I preached the gospel, but at the same time, I had some other dreams and passions and pursuits, and I would, go out dancing and maybe, talking to girls and having certain friends, and it sure people would say, oh, like it wasn't even that you weren't even living in that much darkness before, but it's like no, now, after the accident, I'm just so committed to living with him. It's like, even like things like drinking, I used to think, well, like drinking's not that bad as long as you don't get drunk. But now my mindset has just completely shifted, and I'm not criticizing others, but for myself, I don't want anything to do with the middle ground. I don't want anything to do with the gray areas, because I know how fiery he really is.
So you know how fiery he really is. I feel like there's more to that part of the story. Tell me more about how fiery he really is.
I'll tell you, John, I am sickened when I hear most people talk about their image of Jesus, if I'm just being real with you, because a lot of people present him as if he's some dull, soft doughboy character from, like, I don't know, a 1950s TV show or something, like some cringe Christian movie. I don't know. I personally just I can't stand it because the Jesus I encountered is not a little boy. He's not agreeable. He doesn't ask you for your opinion and feelings. And he's not swayed with the opinion of the world either, but he's only truth and he's only good. And he's not going to compromise himself for your comfortability. And that's to be honest with you, John, I have, more, I rather would preach to the homeless and the drug addicts and just the everyday person than most churches in today's world, because we have presented such a false gospel, and we have presented a Jesus that is not the one I encountered, and yeah, he's not soft or agreeable, and he doesn't play games.
So tell me more about your encounter with Jesus, because I see it in your eyes.
I don't there's many things the Lord has not released me to share just yet. But I will just tell the viewer that whoever's watching this right now, that you're the one that's on his mind, and you are the apple of his eye. And he believes in you more than you could ever understand. And John, earlier on this interview, before we started, you told me, you're like, I'm so thankful you're here. You know, the Lord has a great plan for you, that you would still be with us. And John, my response to that is, if only the person watching this interview could understand how much of a purpose the Lord has for them, and how we are actually divinely appointed for this exact time. And sure, some crazy things are going on in the world right now. We're seeing wars, rumors of wars. We're seeing people not know what's a male and female anymore. We're seeing the complete destabilization of society. And yet we need to remind ourselves who we are in Christ, and that we are perfectly programmed and destined actually to be in this world right now, so that we bring life, so that we alter and shift what's around us, and so that we obey his voice.
Amen. Amen. That's so good. And I just pray that everybody that heard Gabe say that, you really respond and grab a hold of that, that God has a purpose and a plan for you, and you are his desire. And Gabe, at the end of this, we're going to have you really just preach the gospel. But I want to hear about how you have been using your YouTube channel and the platforms that God has entrusted you with to reach not just a few, but tens of thousands of people. Tell me about that journey and how you are evangelizing and witnessing that way.
Yeah, for sure. Well, so a little bit before my accident, actually, I'd gotten laid off from my job. And this was when COVID first hit. My entire company that I was working for shut down, fired all 400 employees, and I was left alone at my apartment with nothing to do. And I just couldn't sit on my couch. I was talking, you know, I was talking to my friends about how desperate our generation is looking for the truth. And I knew that social media was a tool. I didn't have it back in high school. I was always just running away from it. I didn't know how to do it. I always made fun of people that did it, but I knew the Lord was calling me to it. So I just took out my little iPhone 5 and started, I hit the record button. Really, I didn't have any training, didn't know what I was doing. But I just preached the truth. And fast forward, you know, month by month, it just started reaching more and more people. And actually over the past 4 years, and even before my accident, I was reaching the gospel, but even after my accident, I've only cranked it up. Mm-hmm. I've only gone after this even more. And we've actually reached more than 300 views across YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, everywhere. And 300 million views. Sorry. No, yeah. Sorry. 300 million.
That's a big difference. That's a big difference.
Sorry. and more than 300 million views and recorded 70,000 salvations, getting their name, how old they are, how they found the video, and that they prayed that prayer and gave their life to Christ. We get comments all the time saying, I'm 12. I'm Muslim. Please don't tell my dad. I watch these videos all the time. I don't know why, but there's something about this. We got another comment. I'm 15. I was an atheist after my grandpa died, and I blamed God for everything. But after seeing these videos and hearing the truth of God's love for me, my life is completely changed. And we're seeing testimonies countless like those all the time. And we're just rejoicing.
Amen. Amen. So what strategies has God given you to use these social media platforms? Because it's one thing for, you know, somebody to get up there and just hit record and just talk, but you are having massive impact and you're seeing a lot of lasting fruit. What is it that God is doing different through you? And you're actually now helping other people be more successful with that too. Tell me about that journey.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we need to remember that at first we're not talking to a camera, we're talking to a person, and not just one person, but an audience. And people talk a lot about algorithms and how to get more views and how to get more numbers. And we need to remember, it's not about necessarily the views. It's about finding an audience for who you're talking to. So firstly, when you're creating content, and the strategies that I've just discovered by throwing myself into this, I really have just learned this by trial and error almost, but it needs to start with authenticity. It needs to start with the real thing. And I get it. We have TV programs. I get it. You have makeup. I get it. You have, you know, we have all of this production, but with social media specifically, you just got to be yourself. And you got to really talk person to person, almost like you're FaceTiming someone. And you got to, there's a lot of details I could go into, but you got to retain someone's attention. You got to provide value. It's got to be more than just talking. You know, I'm not coming on this interview telling you all about the Cheerios I ate for breakfast this morning, because nobody would care about that, John.
Nobody cares.
It's providing value. And that, by the way, for anybody watching this, that's a good life skill, not even just for social media, but in all your relationships. Learn how to provide value. And in everything we do, we need to provide value to others. That's how I would categorize.
That's awesome.
The top trick.
So I noticed earlier in our conversation here, you seized a moment that felt like it was a holy moment, and then you shared the gospel. How is it that you are able to take those pivot points and to be able to bring the gospel so naturally for people?
Well, it just depends. I mean, you'd be surprised. You can talk about a lot of different things that give people an ear to hear what you're about to say. And so whether it's a video talking about how to certain people search things on YouTube, like how to worry less, how to have less anxiety. And so what I'll do is I'll make a video talking about where I intro talking about worry and anxiety and how it'll captivate you and how everyone struggles with it. And I'll connect with the viewer where I don't start out by saying, I'm a Christian and I'm going to get you to read your Bible today. Like I don't start out by making an ask of them. Instead, I just start by connecting to them, just having a real chat, you could say. And then by the end, bringing them along into the truth. My wife makes fun of me because for example, we're at the airport and I don't go up to people and tell them, I don't like preach in their face about the gospel, but instead I actually tell them about like travel hacks and lounge access and how to like get discounted flights with British Airways on American Airways and just different things that I won't go into the detail of now. But anyways, I had this entire lounge coming up to me listening to what I was telling them about the airport. But guess what that did? They were then asking me about my YouTube channel. Why? Because they trusted me, right? Mm. Like it's just, I don't know. It's little things like that, that if you learn the language of people and what they are looking for, they will care about what you are looking for.
That's so good. I love how in those practical ways you've added value to people. And even the conference that you and I were at just recently together, every time I think I heard you at a different table or whatever, you were finding ways to add value to the conversation, to bless people with something that you had learned. So it wasn't that you were just trying to take over a conversation, but you were adding value and you just then earned their ear, I guess. Or as you said, give them an ear. I liked how you said that earlier because you're helping people realize that there's a need and that you have a solution, and then you are able to connect to the gospel. That's so awesome. You mentioned a couple testimonies earlier. Can you tell us a few more?
Yeah, absolutely. There was a guy named Ruben in California who wanted to, he was really having some beef with another guy and he wanted to take his life. And he testified that he came across a TikTok on his phone where I was just sharing the truth of the Lord's love and how I don't exactly remember the specifics of what I was sharing because I've made a lot of videos. But one of the videos reached his phone and he got touched by God. He gave his life to Christ and he sent me a DM where he told me, he's like, I forgave the guy. I went up to him. I told him that I was blessing him and I didn't move ahead with that action. And you know, it's stories like that where it reminds you of that there are real people on the other end of the phone. And to go back on, to piggyback on what you were saying earlier, you know, John, we will reap in our current relationships what we have sowed in the past relationships. Maybe even with the same person, we will reap what we sow. And if we sow, if we want people to listen to what we're going to say and be there for us and hear us out and pray with us and, you know, whatever it is that people are always needing, we need to give that to others unconditionally. And even if they don't give it back, we need to be sowers. And the more we'd sow, the more we'd reap.
Amen. Amen. Gabe, I want to ask you, since you're making these videos all the time, whether it be TikTok or YouTube or Instagram, Facebook, you're everywhere. How do you come up with this content? But more specifically, what is God saying to you today? What's the message that God's put on your heart today to share?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, John, normally, if you'd asked me that a couple months ago, I would tell you about how fast I'm pushing and how I always want to make a YouTube video at least every couple days, if not every week, and a TikTok same, and to always be publishing and posting content. But John, actually, about I want to say 5 or 6 months ago, the Lord started urging me and prompting me to take more of a pause on the content. And I've still posted some content, just some news updates and giving people some truth about Israel. And I've still done a couple updates and posts, but actually, John, I've scaled it way back. And the reason is because I hear in my spirit right now, preparation is never wasted time. And I am all about running 100% at what the Lord has. And right now, I'm actually just in a season of preparing for what the Lord is going to be doing, and for what I sense is extreme shaking that is coming not just to the country, but is coming to the world. We've seen the shaking come to the church first. I don't think it's actually fully through with the church. I think we've just started seeing the shaking with the church. But I really am convinced that what's about to come is something that we all need to be prepared for. And so I'm actually just spending time with my wife a lot, preparing ourselves, getting in the Word, working on our relationship, as anyone who's married understands. So we just want to get our house in order before I push ahead too much publicly with anything. But I'm hearing the word preparation is never wasted time
Amen.
from the Lord.
Amen. One of the best ways to be prepared for what's coming is to have a relationship with Jesus. And Gabe, I want to ask you right now if you would preach the gospel, if you would share that good news of Jesus Christ with people that are watching right now, because that is what you do. That is one of the things that God has gifted you with and He's designed you to do, and you do so well. I don't want to miss the opportunity to have you on this channel, on this interview, to be able to share with whoever is watching.
Well, of course, and I want to say this to everyone who's watching, whether you've been a born again believer for years on your life and you've heard this gospel millions of times before, or maybe you're hearing this for the first time, I want to tell you that what I'm about to say is just for you. The God of the heavens and the earth, the one who created the stars and the sky and everything you see, did not just do it as a fun hobby of his, but he actually only created everything around you because he wanted to make a place for you. And more than the beauty of the earth is the beauty that he found when he looked at you. In fact, he so loved you. He was so for you that even after all your mistakes, even after all the shame and guilt and addictions and places where you felt like you didn't even know who you were anymore, the Lord still chose you. And because of this, he sent his son to die for you. You were the one that was on his mind the entire time on the cross, even when he was in the pits of hell for those 3 days. You were the one he did it for. And he paid the price of your mistakes. He took on the bear and brunt of everything you've ever done wrong so that you could be free, so that you could live with him for eternity. He just wants your yes. I get it right now. Maybe even there's a lot of stuff about faith and the Bible and Christianity that just looks weird, too much, unextraordinary. I don't know. There's a lot of questions you might have about what it looks like to live with God, but I'm here to just tell you, it's as simple as saying yes. Just say yes to him now. Just seek him now and just receive who he really is now. Take the risk. Maybe he actually does just love you as much as I'm saying, even more than what I'm telling you now. Maybe he's for you. And so I invite everyone watching right now, the way to just say yes, to just call his name, to just place your faith in him, that he really did die, that he really did come back to life, and that he really is just after your heart. He didn't come to start a religion. He came just to be your friend now, to be your savior now. And so I invite anyone watching this live stream right now to just speak. I'm not even going to pray a long prayer, John. I'm just going to invite everybody watching, just speak his name with me. Just wherever you are, just call on his name and just say, Jesus,
Jesus,
I give you my yes.
I give you my yes.
I believe
I believe
you died
you died
and rose again.
and rose again.
I repent
I repent
of all my sin.
of all my sin.
In Jesus' name,
In Jesus' name.
amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's the truth. That's the truth. And guys, if you're watching this right now, comment. Let us know that you were just touched by the Lord. And maybe there's even people who are watching who are believers, but maybe you were touched by this interview, and maybe the holy fire is burning on the inside of your heart, calling you out of darkness to go full on with the Lord, where you don't compromise anymore. You don't look about the what ifs, but instead you just say yes to him fully.
Amen. Amen. So if you connected with what Gabe prayed and what he just said there, write in the comments. Let us know what decision you just made or what steps you want to take next. And we want to believe with you and pray for you with that. Gabe, how can people find you on social media?
Of course. Well, they can just search on YouTube my name, Gabe Perreault, and it'll come up and subscribe. I'll be pushing the go on the content again here soon when the Lord says, and as well on Instagram and TikTok as well. And John, I'll also tell you, I'm currently working on a book from my testimony. And while I'm not sharing everything right now on this testimony, there's going to come a time where the Lord releases me to publish it. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to bless a lot of people.
Amen. Amen. Gabe Perreault, thank you so much for taking the time to share and really add value to me, to everybody else that's watching right now. God bless you.
Of course, John, thanks for having me. And I encourage everyone watching to not just watch, but be a part of what God wants to do with your life now. And let's shape and shift our cities and states and country. And let's not just watch the news, but let's be the news, because we got a mission to accomplish.